presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Flash Gordon, growing more and more visible, followed Queen Azura when she was captured by the Death Dwarfs and taken to Hoko, their king. While Zarkov rescued Dale Arden from the Flaming Cottage and they destroyed the invisibility machine to prevent the blue magic men from using it. In the meanwhile, Khan the Hawkman had the soldiers show him the iron door leading to the Pit of Peril, to which Azura and Flash had disappeared. He ordered them to open the iron door. Paul arrived and questioned Khan's authority. Then Paul declared that as Azura was dead, he was the new ruler. Khan refused to acknowledge him ruler until it was definitely proved that Flash was dead. When the iron door was opened, neither Flash nor Azura answered when their names were called. Back in the tunnel, King Hoko ordered Azura taken to the fiery pit and burned to death. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story.
To the pit of fire with Azura. We'll roast the magic out of her.
No. You see me, Hoko. Kill me if you choose, but do not torture me.
Do not torture me, Why should we not give you some of your own medicine? Did you not torture us? Have you not continued to torture us by keeping us in these dark tunnels?
You are men. I am only a defenseless woman.
Defenseless? Yes, now that your armies are not with you.
Listen to me, Hoko. I will bargain with you.
Bargain? Whoever heard of a prisoner bargaining? Listen to our men. She will bargain with me.
and then I will trade with you.
Trade with me? What have you to trade now, Azura?
Freedom.
Freedom?
My freedom for yours.
What do you mean?
You will return me to my blue magic people safe and unharmed. I will open the iron door to you and give you back your freedom.
If I let you go, you will let us out of here, free to roam in the daylight. Free to go and come as we please, where we please.
I will.
And you won't have your soldiers kill us off?
No, I promise. Well, what do you say? Will you return me to my people?
No.
You won't?
No, I will not. This is the moment I've been waiting for, Azura. For years, I've thought of getting you in my power. Now that I have you, I'm going to put you out of the way. For good.
Oh, mercy, Hoko. Mercy.
Listen to who begs for mercy. Get along to the fiery cauldron.
As Hoko, king of the Death Dwarfs, forces Queen Azura at spear point out toward the bubbling, flame-spitting cauldron of an underground volcano, Flash Gordon, now fully visible, decides on a desperate attempt to save the Witch Queen.
Stand back, Azura.
Oh, save me, Flash.
The dwarfs scream in rage and terror as a blonde wild man drops into their midst.
I'll fix you, you little monster.
Help! Help! Kill this giant! Here, what are you going to do? Let me down! Let me down!
You bet I'll let you down. Right into the boiling inferno.
No!
Oh, Flash, what can we do now? The dwarfs are between us and the corridor to the iron door. We're trapped.
Not yet. Jump on my back. Put your arms around my neck and hold tight.
Well, what are you going to do, Flash?
I wasn't on the college track team for nothing. I'm going to use Hoko's spear as a vaulting pole. Hang on. Here we go.
And with those words, Flash Gordon swings Azura and himself up and soars over the heads of the enraged dwarfs.
Oh, free! Now, if only we can get out that iron door.
We can outdistance these dwarfs. Let's run for it.
In the meantime, Dr. Zarkov and Dale Arden arrive at the palace wall.
Here we are at the palace, Dale.
Yes, Dr. Zarkov. Where shall I tie our horse?
Lead him over there until we can see how the land lies.
Oh, Dr. Zarkov, I do hope we aren't too late. I hope Flash isn't...
Trust Flash to use his head, Dale. He will not willingly risk his life for nothing. If he is dead, it is only because he died fighting for his life.
What's that?
The sun is going down. It must be the changing of the guard. Right up to the gate. They will only see you. Then when they get you inside, I will slide off the horse and follow you wherever they take you.
All right, Dr. Zarkov. I don't care what they do to me. If only I can save Flash.
Call to them, Dale.
Oh, God! They've seen us. I mean me. They're letting down the drawbridge.
foot, right out into the palace yard.
Oh, stand where you are. Why, it's the Earth Girl. Where did you come from?
Where is Flash Gordon? Take me to him at once.
What?
Take me to Flash Gordon at once.
Did you hear, comrade? She wants to be taken to Flash Gordon. All right, Earth Girl. Come this way and you'll get your wish.
Dr. Zarkov, what do you suppose he means?
I do not know, Dale. And I do not like the way he said that. Wait until we get around the corner. I will grab his rifle.
Here, give me back my rifle, this girl.
I haven't got it.
I have it, Guard.
That
is enough out of you. Oh. Get down off your horse quickly, Dale. There is no time to lose.
All right, I'm coming. I'm down. Now what should we do?
Get rid of this animal first. Here, get along. Now we will tie this guard up and hide him so he cannot give the alarm too soon. Here, give me your cloak, Dale.
Here it is.
Now, first we will gag him. Here, put him in his mouth.
He can't speak now.
That's fine. Now tie his arm. A little more around there. That's
all
it.
Right.
That's it. Fine. And now his feet.
Tighter?
Yes. One more knot.
Good.
Ah, there. Now open that door, Dale.
Yes.
Now we will put him in that closet.
Good.
Help me with his feet, Dale.
Certainly, Dr. Zarkov. There.
Now we will search the palace for Flash Gordon.
At this moment, Saul, the chief magician, is highly elated at the way things have turned out.
So you thought you were ruling the Blue Magic Land, eh, Prisoner Khan?
I can hardly believe that Flash Gordon is dead.
Well, he is. No one can live in that pit of peril. And to think as you're a Flash Gordon taker down there.
More than likely, she intended to push him in and slam the door after him. But he was too quick for her and dragged her with him.
As you thought she was smart, putting Flash Gordon at the head of her armies when your Hawkman attacked her.
So she was.
Well, I'm still alive. But where are Azura and her ex-commander-in-chief?
That's what I would like to know. Well, what are you going to do with me, Tal?
Yes, what am I going to do with you? That is the question. As long as you don't believe Azura and Flash Gordon are dead, I must hold you prisoner until you change your mind.
I shall never be sure until I see their bodies.
Now, fool, how can you see bodies consumed by fire? Oh, God! Bring the prisoner down to the cell block again. And to think I am King Carl the First. I am King Carl. Do you understand, God?
Yes, Your Majesty.
As you see, Khan, the gods acknowledge me to be their king.
Yes, I hear them.
Who went by me?
No one, General. I mean Your Majesty.
No one? I am sure someone brushed past me. One of you must have.
We are sorry, Your Majesty, but none of us went by you.
You know better than to admit it. Well, let us get the prisoner in his cell.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Halt! Get in that cell, Khan.
Why not? There's nothing left to fight for.
Roar.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Stand guard at the end of the corridor. See that no one gets near the prisoner. You'll give him time to meditate on the follies of being a follower of a lost cause. Come, guard. Let us away to the Hall of State. I must have my kingship proclaimed throughout Blue Magic Land.
Khan. Captain Khan.
Who's that?
Zarkov.
Zarkov? Where are you? I can't see you. Come around in front of the cell.
I am around in front of your cell.
What? Ah, more of that invisible ray that you used on Flash?
Yes.
You brushed past Tall coming down the corridor.
Yes. He stepped into my path just as I was going by.
Ah.
Tell me, where is Flash?
They tell me he and Queen Azura went through the iron door that leads into some pit of peril. They haven't been seen since.
Good heavens. They are both dead.
I had the iron door opened. I called a Flash. There was no answer.
Oh, this is worse than I thought. Poor Dale. How can I break the news to her?
She will take it hard, Zarkov. Wait until we are absolutely sure.
You think there may be a chance Flash is still alive?
Yes. I can't help feeling that it was a trick of chance that I received no answer when I called his name.
What do you mean?
What's going on here? What's all this talking?
Why, I'm just talking to myself, guard. You don't see anyone, do you?
Well, if you keep it up, I'll have yourself headed.
Good. It would be more comfortable. Thanks for the suggestion.
And don't be humorous. King Carl shall hear of this.
You are saying, Khan.
Well, I figured the Flash wouldn't still be at that iron door after all this time if there were tunnels and corridors in that pit. He's too much of an explorer for that.
You think he may have been looking around in some part of the pit and so was unable to hear you?
Yes, that's just what I think. But I couldn't prove it then. So I surrendered to await my chance.
I can help you.
How?
As long as the electrical charge holds out, I will be able to search for Flash.
Ah.
Tell me, where is this iron door?
I don't know exactly.
But you have been there.
Yes.
How did you get to it?
I was taken there by Laptop, one of the guards. We're getting dust. I'm not sure of the path. Oh, if I could only get out of here.
Patience, now. I will do a little reconnoitering and report to you. What is the general direction this Laptop led you?
North. We went through the north gate toward the hill. But which hill had the iron door, I don't know.
The Akushia Khan. I will look for the iron door and find Flash, or I will find his dead body.
While his friends are planning to search for him, Flash is running down corridor after corridor toward the iron door, followed by Azura and pursued by the tribe of dwarfs.
Hurry, Azura. Hurry! This way.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can, Flash.
It can't be far now. This pit can't be very large.
But it's got endless passages, Flash. You must be careful not to take a blind turn and land up against a wall.
This is a great time to think of that, Azura.
Oh, I've been thinking of it. Each corner we've rounded. Those little fiends are still after us.
We can outdistance them. If we get to that iron door, we're safe.
Oh, hurry, Flash. What's down that turn?
I see it. The iron door, Azura. We've made it. We're safe.
Flash!
What's the matter? You all in?
No. No, the door is barred from the outside.
Oh, it is. That makes it tougher.
I'll beat on it and see if any of our soldiers are standing guard. Help! Help! It's your queen, Azura.
No use, Azura. Here come the dwarves. Stand behind me. I'll hold them off as long as I can.
Will Flash Gordon be able to hold off the dwarfs long enough to have the door opened and thereby save Azura and himself from a sure and horrible death? We will know at this same time next week. And here's some news about the Comic Weekly. Next Sunday, you will find a brand new feature in the Comic Weekly, the Poster Stamp Collectors Club. Of course, you will want to become a member of the club, and here is how you do it. Next Sunday, as soon as you get your Hearst Sunday newspaper, turn to the Comic Weekly, and there you will find a half page of wonderful, full-colored poster stamps of animals, history, geography, science, transportation, and many other interesting subjects. Each poster stamp is drawn by a real artist, true in every detail. They will all be reproduced in full color with titles and short descriptions at the bottom of each picture. And as to size, listen to this. Each colored poster stamp will be 6 times as large as the regular 3-cent postage stamp. All you have to do is to become a member is to cut out these poster stamps each week, paste them carefully in a scrapbook with the regular small stickers that all stamp collectors use, and you are a full-fledged collector. Each Sunday, the Comic Weekly will print a full half page of new and different poster stamps for your collection. Be sure to get yours with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And next week at the same time, another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.